This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. In the United States, the Postal Service is under severe attack, and more than 100,000 postal workers are facing uncertainty about their jobs. The country's legislature has passed a law which demands that the Postal Service pre-fund health care benefits for future retirees 75 years in advance. This adds up to about $5.5 billion a year. The next installment on the pre-funding is due August 1st. I talked to Sally Davido about the situation. Ms. Davido is the communications director for the American Postal Workers Union, the APWU. I asked her about the situation and how serious it was.
Well, the Postal Service is facing a congressionally manufactured crisis, a financial crisis that threatens the very existence of the Postal Service. It threatens the service to the American people, and it threatens over 100,000 American jobs.
How did this crisis start?
In 2006, the Congress passed a law, the Postal Accountability and Enhancement Act, that requires the Postal Service to pre-fund health care benefits for future retirees. And this is an obligation that no other government agency or private company in the entire country faces, only the Postal Service.
So why is the country's legislature, the Congress, picking on the Postal Service in this unprecedented way?
Part of a bigger postal package, postal legislative package that was initiated by major mailers who were trying to keep their mailing rates low. It imposed a price cap, but limited to the no higher than the rate of inflation, and, you know, had a lot of other pieces to it, and this was one piece of it, was to force the Postal Service to pre-fund these benefits, which costs the Postal Service about $5.5 billion every single year. And it's the schedule that they came up with forces the Postal Service to pay a 75-year liability in a 10-year period. Now, in the few years immediately preceding the imposition of the law, the Postal Service actually enjoyed a very modest surplus. And if you were to discount those $5.5 billion payments, it would have enjoyed a modest surplus in the 4 years immediately after implementation of the law. So that's why I say it's a congressionally manufactured crisis. The Postal Service is being required to make payments that no other business or government agency is required to make, and it's forced the Postal Service to the brink of insolvency.
What is the immediate crisis facing the service and its workers?
Well, the Postal Service has a $15 billion debt limit, and it's rapidly approaching that debt limit. So, you know, the Postal Service doesn't get any tax money from the U.S. government. It relies on the revenue it raises through the sale of postage and services. So it's approaching its debt limit, and that's why it's on the brink of insolvency.
What's the current situation? What's happening now?
Well, the Postal Service has said they're not going to make the pre-funding payments that are due. There's a payment due August 1st, and there's another one due September 30th. And they've said they're not going to make those payments.